This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do know that April Macy in a few minutes I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, she should be calling pretty quick.
Now, she is in the country touring or she is out of the country living?
They weren't sure where she was going to be, if she was still going to be in Florence or if she had already made the trip. But she will be here April 16th through the 18th.
Well, she's got a restaurant. She and her husband have a restaurant in Florence, Italy.
Yep.
I think it's almost working in her favor. I know she really loves, obviously, this country, and that's where she has to work, is in this country is where she's most famous.
Yeah.
But he is on the travel ban list, and not because he's done anything, because it's the ridiculous laws mm-hmm. that we have now. But he can't. And so, because he's from a country that we have a travel ban with. But I almost think it's better because she gets to stay in Florence, Italy.
Yeah. You know? Maybe this is God's way of giving you one back. Going, right? You know what? It's going to seem awkward at first, but
he seems like a super nice cat. She really loves him. That she's romantic. Every picture is like, everything's like a goddamn postcard with these two.
And he lets her freak flag fly.
Yes.
He continues to fly.
Well, she is just.
It's her greatest gift.
So now for the travel ban, we have to file this waiver. We have to prove three things. We have to prove, one, that my husband's not a national threat. I'm like, he wears skinny jeans and lives in Florence, Italy. What the have you ever seen a threatening man in a pair of skinny jeans coming at you, right? I'm like, my husband literally in the morning, he points his toes to get it into pants. Really, that's what you're afraid of? I'm like, that's not a fucking terrorist. That's a ballerina right there. Look at that.
So
I'm
good.
Like, he's not a national threat. I am. I'm crazy as fuck. I got a restraining order for slapping a man when he was taking a shit. Anybody else? Just me. All right, thought we were friends. F*** you guys. All right.
Born November 2nd in Easton, Pennsylvania, she is a stand-up comedian who has appeared on Last Comic Standing and The Bad Girls of Comedy. She's appeared on Fuel TV, The Howard Stern Show, and co-hosted the AVN Awards. You can see her on Netflix in the Tiffany Haddish stand-up comedy series, They Ready. And this April 16th through 18th, you can see her live on stage at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, April Macy.
Oh, you crazy broad. I love you so much, April.
Oh, good morning. Good yeah, morning. Of course. I love you guys. I like that I'm a longtime friend of the show. That made me feel old.
Oh, you're not old.
Old broad's coming on.
You're crazy. I got a restraining order for slapping a man while taking an ass. So goddamn good.
Oh, yeah. That was my early 20s level of crazy. That's where I'm at. Now I just pinch my husband to get him to communicate. That's where I'm at now currently.
So what?
Slipped to crazy.
Why did you kick open the door in the bathroom? I mean, why were you in there while he was doing that?
I felt like that was the most vulnerable time that he wouldn't be able to hit me back.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
It is.
You know, in the poop machine.
To that end,
get up and chase you.
I have a friend who keeps a gun in the bathroom, and I said, "Why do you keep a gun in your bathroom?" And he goes, "Man, you're never more vulnerable than when you're pooping." It's funny you bring that up because he really does keep a gun next to his toilet.
You have to wipe first. You can't get away. You got to wipe first. You can't just run with your pants around your ankle.
No, you
murder somebody.
Yeah, you can't fight anybody naked. That's hard.
No, and I never have, nor will I.
No, you've reached nirvana now. You've got this incredible romance that's still blooming. You got married. You're happy. You guys are staying in Florence, Italy. Unfortunately, that the travel ban thing is just it just wreaked havoc with your personal life.
No, I know, but I finally got him in. I wrote a letter to the U.S. consulate on our one-year anniversary, and I was like, listen, my husband's never been in his home. I know he's chocolatey and scary, but let him in.
He's all mocha and scary. Yes.
He's all mocha scary. Yeah. Mocha Ronnie and scary, but let him in.
He's a dusky scary.
Let him in.
He, Well, that's fantastic news, though. So, because you guys got married, and then you've been living in Florence, Italy, and then you'd come back here and work, but he wasn't allowed in the country. Now, and I think it has something to do with the fact that you're a bigger star these days, even. All these specials are coming out, and then bing, bang, suddenly you get that done? I say yes.
I know. I talked about it on the special. I'm like, this man wears skinny jeans and, like, colorful socks. Let him in. He's not hurting anybody. If you see his amount of hair product, you're going to know he's no threat to the U.S.
Oh, I'm ready to meet him. I hope that you're going to bring him through Kansas City.
Oh, I am. He's coming. And then after that, I think we're going to Jazz Fest. We have big plans.
Oh, my. Just with this crazy romance.
Traveling with me and... I know, traveling with me, just peddling my merch. That's what he does these days.
Oh, my God, servicing you, just making sure you're physically satisfied at all times.
I know. Well, he can't do anything. That's it. We have a restaurant back in the States, but, like, with this visa, it's a one-entry visa, so he literally, like, can't go home, and until we get whatever next round of paperwork, you can't work. So he's just, like... sell him a wiener t-shirt.
But what a genius government idea. Then, first of all, you block out people who shouldn't be blocked. Then you do let them in on a one-time visa thing, but you prevent them from
you
working.
Don't let
so
them
now,
out.
Yeah, so now, yeah, they can't go home and they can't work and pay taxes in the country, but yet everybody's screaming that an immigrant doesn't pay. I'm like, what? This is the problem. It's not the people, it's the government.
No, this is insane. Plus, we're in for legal fees and stuff. It's like, nobody tells you it's like $20,000. You're like, oh, I could have had a Honda. Why?
He could have had a Honda Civic.
I got my mocha dude in the country.
He better have a sweet D. That's all I'm saying.
He does.
You sound great and happy, and the specials keep getting better, man. The Tiffany Haddish, they ready. I mean, it's just everything is clicking, man. I mean, you're firing on all cylinders.
I know. I'm just getting chunkier, too. Like, I have some happy weight on right now. I'm just, like, glugging and drinking.
Good for
happy.
You. That's good for you. Is everything, yeah. do you still enjoy being married, or is this going to work?
I've hit a year. I don't know what else other people are doing, but I feel like I'm rocking it out 1 year in.
Is it still?
He's good with my family, which is like my parents are hard to deal with, but he's like makes me more tolerant of my family. Like my dad just had open heart surgery recently, and I thought he was like losing his mind. He apparently, when telemarketers call, he asks for mouth hugs. And then he's like, please, I really like them. And I thought my dad was like losing his mind. And he's like, no, April. He's like, when you say that, he's like, you don't even have to ask to be taken off the call list. They just do that automatically. Genius.
I don't want to buy your vacuum cleaner, but I'd like for you to suck me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he asked for.
Oh, that's great.
And then some junior foreign call center, like, excuse me? My dad's like, come over.
And how does your,
like, oh boy.
Your family, I know your family's crazy, but are they accepting of your new husband and his family? Is everybody getting along?
No, I mean, my dad's super liberal. He loves them. He took them to Philadelphia.
Oh, you're breaking up, sweetie.
In the first 3 days of being here, my husband saw a murder in Philadelphia. And I was like, welcome to America.
So your husband, who is the threat, finally gets to America, and in the first month that he's there, he sees a murder?
Yeah. No, first, like, 4 days. Because he was asking my dad, he's like, hey, is this area, he's like, is this a bad area? My dad's like, no, it's great. And all of a sudden they look over, and there's, like, a body on the sidewalk. I was like, ooh, welcome.
And cue Lee Greenwood.
Here.
Yeah. So this tour is going to be great. So this has got to be kind of amazing for, you know, your husband now to see you for the first time live in these situations where you're really, you know, in front of, you know, people in your element. What's his reaction now?
No, he loves it. He thinks it's really cool. Like, and I feel like we've had like a ton of good cities, and like I'm trying to, you know, schedule in his friends he hasn't seen, his family, my family. So I feel like we're kind of like doing a long, like, extended 4 month honeymoon until he gets the rest of his paperwork.
Yeah. You mean,
like,
friends?
We're doing Hawaii. We're going to do the Grand Canyon, which nice. I don't know how I've never done in all my years. So
let me tell you, first of all,
national parks.
When you say friends, do you mean terrorist cell?
Do I what? I do. You need to interrogate self. They're very non-threatening.
Hey, you need to take him up to Northern California, and I'm not kidding a little bit. Like, if he's never seen anything like this, the Redwood Forest, it sounds silly, but it is so goddamn beautiful and so amazing.
No, definitely. It's the, like, Redwood Forest is on our list, Yellowstone, Yosemite. I feel like that's, if we're close, we're going to do the drive and, like, cross stuff off.
Well, you're coming into the comedy.
Beautiful stuff is here.
Yeah. Well, the Comedy Club of Kansas City, I want to make sure people know. April 16th through the 18th. It's not lost on me that April and April. Very, very clever of them. April 16th through the 18th. April Macy's in finally back. And she's bringing her husband.
I know. You can see him. He's super cute. He's younger than me. I scooped one younger, and my face is melting like a candle. So hopefully it works out.
Did you give him the super weird American style sex? Are you just destroying him?
Am I destroying him how?
Sexually. Like with stuff he's never, you're like, you want to see something else? Look at this.
I feel like I'm destroying him with, like, heavy whipping cream in his coffee. I'm destroying him. He's, non-organic product. He's usually pretty healthy in Italy. And then I'm like, nope, it's time for you to eat deep-fried macaroni cheeseburgers.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
You, so this is really, I'm fascinated by this. And I'll tell you why. Because knowing you for a few years, I've watched you, and you've told some amazing stories about your past, which I won't bring up while your husband's around. But you know, it's you've had the roller coaster of emotions, and you could always tell what a loving, good, fun person you were. So it's interesting to me for you to get married now. I'm like, wow, because the other stories are goddamn crazy. Do you tell him the old stuff?
No, because I mean, I'm cuckoo. So obviously, for years I attracted cuckoo, and then like when you date somebody normal and like marry somebody normal, you're like, oh, I have tolerated so much nonsense for so many years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many animals.
You're telling me he didn't take your hotel room in Vegas and bring a hooker in there?
No. No, he didn't. And nor did my flip-flop get caught in the shoe or get caught in the door after. That was the worst part of that. I went back to get my purse, and then my dumb flop was stuck in the door. I was like, excuse me, can you open the door? My flip-flop's caught.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't bad enough.
Jesus.
I cannot wait.
Or being the other one that upgraded to first class and left me a coach on my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
<For me.
laughs>
God damn it. Yeah. That's a classic.
I've been rooting for you.
He was already, like, sipping a mimosa when I got on the plane. He didn't even look up at me. He was reading the paper.
Oh, my God. Just, I've been rooting for you all these years. I've been always rooting for you because I love you so.
Oh,
I do. I
love you guys.
I'm telling you, I follow you on the Instagram, and I'm like, Nick, look at this. I go, every day is like another romantic adventure with this broad.
I told you she kicked the S out of it watching that special.
We're doing it. I feel like now we're doing it like we were just in the Florida Keys. Like I feel like we're really having a good time now that he's here.
Hmm.
So hopefully we don't break up. I can't go back out there looking again.
No.
Finding dudes that were with two broken feet. That's what I was finding.
I'll tell you, last time I was in the Florida Keys, the thing that sticks, we rode motorcycles all the way there from Kansas City. Terrible idea.
Oh, wow.
In August.
Really?
And you know, the only good part of Florida is the Keys. The rest of Florida is goddamn Alatucky, you know, some inbred redneck nightmare. I mean, it makes Arkansas look like Manhattan. And we get down there, and I go, hey, we should rent a boat. It's me and another dude, Bob, and we get in this boat. We're kind of driving around the Gulf. I'm like, we should jump in the ocean. There's two of us. There's no anchor, so we have to hold onto the boat. So now we're like, well, each of us has a hand and a beer, and we're in the water, which is like a bathtub. It's like 90-degree water, but we're within a foot of each other, and it feels a little too intimate. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get back in the boat. So we get back in the boat, and we start going around. There's these ships that are kind of like, they're not really moored. They're stuck in the bottom, and they're apparently it's okay to have them out there. And people live on these busted boats out in the Keys that are grounded or tied up. And this boat is listing to port. It looks like a shipwreck. I couldn't imagine somebody lived on it. And all of a sudden, this human beef jerky 85-year-old completely naked guy comes walking around. He hears our boat, and he comes walking this Gumby man on the deck, and he is browner than brown, nothing but skin cancer, with the brightest white pubic hair and the brownest wiener I've ever seen in my life.
Mm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so horrifying and very exciting all. Almost did that, one of those houseboats. Like, I was like, that was my big plan for an Airbnb. And he's like, listen, I'm not floating on what they're calling the tiki barge. We are not doing that. So,
do you guys have a boat in Italy?
No, we don't have a boat. We don't have boat money yet. I feel like I'm working towards boat money.
Good for you.
Right now I have like apartment with asbestos in the ceiling money. That's
what I have. Well, we're going to change
worst,
that.
The worst.
April 16th
I hope so.
Through the 18th at Comedy Club at KC, April 16th through the 18th at Comedy Club. Now, when you get in, you're going to have time to come by the show, right, and hang out a little bit?
Yeah, of course. I want you to meet him. And you can talk about other dudes in front of him. He's not easily offended.
Right. Right on.
He finds me very amusing.
That's the key. Good. That's the key. That is the key.
He's easy. Easy peasy.
Do you make him laugh a lot?
He will be well-dressed. And he'll smell really good because Persian men wear a lot of cologne.
I've never even owned cologne.
No, me neither. I'm rancid. He showers way more than I do.
I stopped wearing cologne, true story, April, when I was 16 years old. I was going to meet a girl, and for some reason, I was sure that I should go to my father's bathroom, grab some of his high karate aftershave, and put it on my balls in case somebody was down there. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You don't do that twice.
Burn, right?
Oh, my God.
No, is that like pure alcohol
on
a very delicate area?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Nobody tells you that. Nobody tells you. Don't put cologne on your balls.
No, live and learn. Yeah. Live and learn with fiery balls.
That's why I don't have cologne. Oh, my God. I'm dunking them. I would have. I swear to God, I was dunking them in the sink, splashing water on them.
Oh, I feel like my husband, you can smell him coming. He's very delightfully clean.
Mostly people see me coming
well
and immediately avert their eyes and step off the sidewalk. So I have a completely different reaction from ladies.
Oh, no, I know. I feel like I don't shower in the morning. I'm half showered most of the winter because it's too cold. You're like, oh, it's too cold to shower.
I love it.
I'll give a little scrub of the undercarriage, but that's all I'm doing.
Yeah, sure. The whole thing smelling like Quick Trip. So, yeah. You, hey. I'm going to let you go because I know you got a real day actually here.
All right.
What are you doing? Right. What are you going to do today? You're in Chicago?
We're in Chicago. We're going to go see the Bean. We're going to do touristy stuff, eat Portillo's, probably have a deep dish pizza. Just, you know, consistently get bigger and bigger until we explode.
Take him to Billy Goat. Take him down to the original Billy Goat's underneath the I can't remember the name of the street. It's the mile, the Miracle Mile or whatever. But the original Billy Goat cheeseburger, you know, no Pepsi.
All right.
Have you ever been?
We're just going to be eating our way. No, I've never been. I feel like we're going to be eating our way through Chicago.
Oh, April, let me just give you this one real quick, and I'm going to let you go. But listen, it's underneath, what's the name of the goddamn street everybody goes to? It's the Miracle Mile Street. It's the main street right
Michigan
there.
Michigan Avenue?
Michigan. So it's under Michigan Avenue.
Okay.
It's the original Billy Goat Tavern where all of the sports writers from the Chicago Tribune used to go over there and eat and drink. It's a bar and a cheeseburger place. And it was the famous John Belushi one where he'd do the whole cheeseburger, no Coke, or no fries, Pepsi, no Coke, chips. It's the guy he was imitating.
Awesome.
It's the guy he was imitating. Like, it is pure Americana. And I swear to God, when you go down the stairs, there's another street underneath that you're going to think I'm lying to you and I'm setting you up to be robbed and sent away to a sex trafficking place. Because it's that scary getting into it. But once you walk in, you're absolutely going to be happy.
All right.
The original Billy Goat.
I'm excited. Yeah.
All right.
I got to go wake him up.
Oh, my. How will we do that?
I don't know. Probably, I'll just push him or something. It's not going to be anything. No mouth hugs in the morning.
Honeymoon's over.
I'm brushing my teeth.
Honeymoon's over.
Nobody needs that on their wings. Filthy mouth.
I love you. I'll see you soon.
All right. I'll see you soon. Bye, guys.
Bye, sweetie. I really want her to go to that. I'm under Michigan Avenue. Have you been?
Yes. I've been a couple times.
Yeah. The original Billy Goat is phenomenal. And scary, is it not? First time you walk down, you go, are we really supposed? Because you don't see it when you hit the bottom of the stairs. And because you go when it's daylight, right?
Right.
So it's real bright. And then you go to the under. There's a whole nother under street.
Yeah, it's open until 2 a.m., but.
Well, no, but you know, so you'd come from like the bright light and you can't see in the dark. and it's that weird, and there's all those semis going past you, and you're looking around the corner, you're like, this is definitely going to get me robbed. There's no
right.
chance. This is okay. And you see this dirty, dingy little sign that says Billy Goat Tavern, and it's soot covered because of all the exhaust that doesn't get out of there.
Yeah.
And then you open that door, that heavy, heavy door, and it's, you can feel the air blowing out, so and they're always a positive pressure so they don't suck the smoke in. And you get down there, and you're like, wow, this is a weird little place.
I mean, we're already down here, so you might as well stay.
Heavy pour on the drinks.
It's funny how I will go places by myself, but I tend to be cautious walking with my husband because he looks like someone to rob because he looks like someone's lawyer.
He looks like he's got money.
He looks like he holds a job. So it's easier when I roll on my own sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It just makes me feel better knowing, you know what? He just looks like he's got something in there worth rolling.
Yeah, they look at me and they go, he probably doesn't have anything and he looks like he might rob me back.
Yeah. No.
So I don't think I'm going to... Look,
next.
He's already stolen that girl.
Exactly. Desperate
oh,
times.
Man, where'd you find her? Where are you taking over? Big Pimp Timmy? I already stole her. Her heart.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.